Welcome to the Kisk My Health radio show series on Building Fortunes Radio. Kisk My Health is brought to you by the universally recognized Cranberry King, Captain Cranman, Stephen Lukowski. Over the past 30 years, Stephen has worked with North American dietary supplement companies in the nutraceutical industry. His efforts and connections generate ingredient sales through innovative delivery systems and effective marketing and brand management strategies. Today on Kisk My Health, Stephen is joined by guest host Peter Mingles. Make sure you check out previous Kisk My Health episodes at www.buildingfortunesradio.com or kiskmyhealth.com. Along with our marketing partners, we are here to help our customers improve their health, build their businesses, and make the world a better place. At Kisk My Health, we know how much your health and your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word. Tell another friend. Join our newsletter and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your hosts, Captain Cranman and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to the Kisk My Health radio show on the Building Fortunes Radio Network platform. And I'm super excited about today's radio show because Stephen Lukowski is going to be introducing a guest. And I've known about this guest from the first day that I met Stephen Lukowski. So it's almost like I've known him for like years, it feels like. So I'm super excited to be able to have our special guest in addition to Stephen Lukowski. But for those people that are unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We built Building Fortunes Radio Network over a decade ago. As a matter of fact, it's over a decade ago, probably this week. And when we started to do this, I had a radio show with guest speakers from Citizens for Health. Citizens for Health, their domain name is citizens.org. They were really great people. Jim Turner was an attorney over in Washington, D.C. And in January, I think it was of 2021, Jim passed away. And Jim's radio shows were excellent. I mean, you could listen to them at any time. They were priceless. And then I begged Betsy, who was part of Citizens, to come back on the radio show because she was really great at what she did. And they brought back James Gormley, who is president of Citizens for Health. And James and I did radio shows that were great. Again, priceless stuff. And on one of those radio shows was Stephen Lukowski. Stephen is affectionately known as Captain Cranman. And you'll know why probably at the end of this radio show, but he really is into cranberries. I mean, he knows more about cranberries than anyone I know, with maybe the exception of today's guest. But the reality is he knows a lot about cranberries. And we had such a great radio show. I found out that James Gormley passed away in August of 2024, and I wanted to do the right thing because it was sudden and it was unexpected. And the right thing was call the people that I know that did radio shows with us and let them know. And I phone called Stephen Lukowski. And Lukowski, for those people that want to do some spelling because you want to join his LinkedIn group, is L-U-K-A-W-S-K-I. Lukowski. Stephen with a P-H. Lukowski, L-U-K-A-W-S-K-I. So when I called Stephen and I said about James, that he had suddenly passed away, he knew all about it because he was working with James at that same time. And we started talking about, you know, what should we do? We need to have some kind of memorial, if you will, because people like James and Jim Turner, but James Gormley specifically in this instance, needed to be remembered. And somewhere in that conversation, I mentioned that we were writing a book on my Keep It Simple Circle, KISC, K-I-S-C, principle. And Stephen jumped on that because he's the ultimate when it comes to marketing and spontaneity and branding. He says, I love it. Let's do KISC My Health. We'll do a KISC My Health radio show memorializing James Gormley and all the people that need to be known about while they're alive as well. And I said, what is KISC for you going to mean? And he said, it's going to be key influencers, super champions. And I loved it. I said, let's do it. So we bought the domain name kiskmyhealth.com. That's K-I-S-C, myhealth.com. And you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radios there as well. Well, over the last couple of months, we've had unbelievable interviews with great people that are company owners, that are thought leaders, that are unbelievable people with huge influence both inside the industry and out, and today is going to be a great example of that And I want to say, first of all, happy holidays for those people listening in. A special thanks to Stephen Lukowski, because if it wasn't for his hard work and determination and everyday effort, this would never be possible. And Stephen loves to share the spotlight with people that deserve it. So, Stephen, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. And I wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a blessed new year in 2025. Peter, you're right. You know, this show is about, you know, the people that, you know, have moved on, and it's a remembrance of them, and it's recognizing the leaders out there that have gone that extra mile, that are inspirational, that check all the boxes of, you know, creating footprints in the sand and inspiring others and, you know, going beyond the call of duty and their jobs because they have that passion, that burning candle that's always lit. And the super champions that we've had on the show, you know, it's a celebration of their life and their achievements. And today's guest is no exception. And I'm sort of saving it the best for the last, the end of the year, all right, of Kiss My Health 2024. Before we could, you know, move on to our guests, I would like to also say thank you to Whole Foods Magazine for their hard work with their team behind the scenes to make this show possible, for our corporate sponsor, GreenBet, who has proudly sponsored this show and made this possible for us. Thank Peter for shouting out the word Cranman. But, you know, I think our next guest is part of the reason why I am known as the Cranman out there. When I got into the cranberry business, it was really, I didn't know too much at all about cranberry. I knew about upcycling, all right, but I didn't know about cranberry. And I met a person at the trade show, and his last name was Mann. His first name was Doug. And Doug was working with Ocean Spray at that time, and he was living in the cranberry bogs out there in Massachusetts. And he started the cranberry business with the byways, the upcycling of it. And I met him, and we basically, he mentored me. He taught me about the whole fruit. And then by learning about the whole fruit, we built the brand, and then Doug passed on. He passed on in his 60s, and he was diabetic. But he had built the cranberry business from what we feed out to the chickens and the pigs for the livestock. He was able to turn that into value added. And then when Doug passed away, I met our next guest. And our next guest is Sylvain Dufour, the Vice President of Fruit Dior. And let me share this with you. Before I introduce Sylvain, I want to thank him, all right, because he basically took me to another level of success, climbing that corporate ladder in the cran world, all right, out there, that told me I have, you never stop learning about something. And he was so passionate about cranberry when I met him, and I was so passionate, and we just decided, oh, wow, we've got to find a way to work together. And that was back in 2012. And because of this person, I am here today. And it's my way of saying thank you to him for allowing me the opportunity to interview him. It's a privilege and an honor. Thank you, Sylvain, for coming on to the show and allowing me the chance to interview you on Kiss My Health Radio.
Well, thank you, Stephen, as well, too. I mean, thank you for the invitations, and Peter, as well, too, to give me the opportunity to talk to your talk show. I'm pleased to be with you guys, and hopefully I can be a good speaker for you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. And Merry Christmas. Just a special shout out to Samuel. All right, wish him please a Merry Christmas and congratulations. On your marriage this year, I'm so happy that you're able to find time during this period to share, your story and your career journey with us. And for those who don't know Sylvain, he is the vice president and co-founder of Fruit Dior, a Quebec-based company that has become a world leader in organic cranberry farming and processing. I believe was established in 1998, and Fedora was born out of a collaboration between Sylvain and his business partner, Martin Lamont, and other cranberry producers to develop eco-friendly farming and processing techniques for small fruits like cranberries and wild blueberries. Fedora focuses on sustainability and value-added products and has helped and thrive in international markets. You know, and then under Sylvain's leadership, Fedora has expanded globally, exporting to over 50 countries and processing about 40% of Quebec's cranberries into various products such as dried fruit, juice, and powders. Sylvain has emphasized always the importance of choosing reliable partners and adopting to market-specific regulations and consumer habits, which has been the key to the company's international success. Fedora today continues to invest in sustainable practices and innovation, including major facility expansions to boost production and reduce its environmental impact, showcasing Sylvain's commitment to eco-responsibility, sustainability, and growth. Job well done, Sylvain. Congratulations on what you've accomplished with Fruit Dior. I'm hoping you can share with the audience, the listeners out there, how you got started and the story behind Fruit Dior. If you can do that, that would be great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stephen. And obviously, as you mentioned, we've known each other for quite a few years now. And but the story of Fedora, in fact, in January 2025, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary at Fedora. So we started out officially the company in 2000. But as you mentioned before, it was in 1998. It was more like a collaboration between two guys. One cranberry farmers who was getting its first organic cranberries. He was part of he had a contract with another cranberry processors, but at the time in 1998, he was told that there was no interest for them to step into organic. And then therefore Martin called me. At the time I was a consultant as well too, doing some food marketing. And then he said, well, might need your help just to make a decision. And the decision was, okay, whether I stay with the processor that I have today and then, I'll drop the organic and move to something else if there's no market for it. But first, I'd like to see if there would be a potential market for organic cranberries, locally and worldwide, of course. And then after a little while, I came back to Martin and said, well, you know what? I think there's a nice, very nice spot on the market for your cranberries, your organic cranberries. And, of course, first in Canada, there was interest for organic cranberries, but, of course, there was a bigger interest into the U.S. market. So that kind of helped us to, I would say, at the very first stage of our company to become kind of international. For us, you know, not even a company yet. In 1999, 1998, or in that time, we were not even thinking of, being an exporter or a big company at the time. But we started out with organic. It's in our, it's in our DNA, of course. Organic has been a way for us to differentiate ourselves from all the other cranberry processors that we were facing on the market. And with organic, of course, we're having access to conventional fruit as well, too. And we kind of became like the go-to company, whether you were looking for organic or for conventional. So over time, of course, we opened the market of Europe, and then we started to export in other countries. Today, you can... you say 50 countries. In fact, we're over 60 countries that we are exporting to now today. And we're running three divisions now. Of course, when we started as an ingredient supplier. So cranberries was an ingredient used in all kinds of foods, sauce, of course, juice, cocktail, dry cranberries. And then we expanded to our own brand here in Canada especially. But with the organic, we moved as well too into the U.S., where there was a need for a national brand for organic, which we launched about 10 years ago. And then in 2012, as you mentioned, we made our debut, our first start into the Nutra the neutral world. We knew that the fruit we have on our hands was kind of a healthy fruit. The benefit of the cranberries has been studied in many, many, many times, and we knew about it. But step by step, we were trying to find a way for us, for ourselves, to differentiate from other products which were made of the market. And the very first thing that we decided to do was to work with the whole fruit. We were thinking that the whole benefit of the fruit is in the whole fruit, not just an extract. So we started to develop around that concept, if I can say, of whole cranberry powder, which we started to sell in 2012 and up to today. So we're very I would say successful worldwide with this positioning that we had, and of course with organic, pesticide free. There's no risk. We're selling health into the divisions, and I would say some of our customers are very particular on any pesticide residues that are present in other products on the market, and we came with the organic, so it was like, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for. So today we're by far the largest processors of organic cranberries. We're dealing with over 60% of the all organic production in North America. As I said, we have, you mentioned it before, we have plants in Canada, we have plants in the U.S. as well too. And 5 years ago, we also moved into another nice berry, the wild blueberries, which we added to our lines of product, and which we're now bringing to the worldwide market as well too.
Okay. So just for the listeners out there, what Savannah is explaining is that they have a food and beverage division, and then they have a nutraceutical division in conventional and organic. And my role has been on the nutraceutical side, all right, and in which we call the upcycling side of the biomass of the pressing of the cranberry when they make juice concentrate. Can you elaborate a little bit just basically to what inspired your company to focus on the upcycling of cranberries and wild blueberries?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, when at the level we are today, we're dealing with hundreds of million pounds of cranberries on a yearly basis. So definitely when we are processing, the main ingredient that we're selling to the food industry is the dry cranberries, the juice and concentrate, as you mentioned. But there's always like fruit, which are small pieces of fruit that are broken up into the process. And there are very small fruit. They are too small for the food industry. And we keep and we selected those fruit, and we started to learn what was in it. So we realized that these fruit were packed of proanthocyanidins, a polyphenol that is very common to the cranberries and which shows a lot of benefit. So we started to say, okay, what don't we do something with that material? I mean, if I go back 15 years ago, most of that material was going for pig farmers. They were buying that stuff for almost free from us, and we were pleased to give it to them because at least there was a use for it. But we discovered that there was almost gold into that material, and then we started to, as you mentioned, upcycling, using that material to develop new product out of it. And the first one, of course, is the cranberry powder that we developed around it with some very specific material that we were using or getting out of our plant, sorry. And then, of course, when you open or when you slice the cranberries, one of the items that you find inside is the little seeds that is inside the cranberries. And for the food industry, those little seeds in the bottom of the cases was kind of off quality. They didn't like to see the little seeds around, and they were asking us, can you remove those seeds out of your process? And of course, mechanically, we find a way to get rid of it, but we were left with those seeds in our hands, and then we discovered that, hey, there's oil into those seeds, and that oil we can get out is perfectly balanced in omega 3, 6, and 9. And I'll say, well, this is kind of a unique oil. When we compare it to other oil on the market, we discover that this oil is just as good as other oils for the cosmetic industry, for for example. So we're now selling cranberry seed oil to big cosmetic manufacturers now because of the unique, I would say, origins of the seeds. And because we also did a lot of research around that oil that we're getting out of it.
Yeah. I also believe that Health Canada, gave your NPN registration, natural product number registration, for cranberry oil. And
yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
They have recognized the antioxidant benefit of cranberry oil, obviously.
And, that's right. And that's the good part of it. I mean, they recognize that it's not just an oil like you will find in your food store. It's like almost medications, or not a medication, but a healthy ingredient that you can use and have in your day-to-day format. Yeah.
And Peter, just think, this was thrown out. It was going into feedstock, right? And what we, you know, what Fridor has done is be able to recapture that, separate it from the skins, you know, dry the seeds, cool press the seed, get the oil out, no chemicals, no additives, no excipients in that manufacturing process. So we have Mother Nature pure, you know, cranberry oil in that seed. And then, of course, the meal of that seed is left over, but then it's turned into value added also. So, Matt, are we you know, looking at Fridor as a zero waste company in the cranberry and wild blueberry business?
Yes, we are. Yes, now, today I can say yes, we are. We do have a used for every material that goes out of our plant, and I'm so proud of it because, as I said before, 15 years ago it wasn't exactly the case, and we were not making, how do we say, a good usage of the quality of the material that we were having in our hands.
Well, I can hear it in your voice that sustainability and equitable responsibility in development is at the heart of your concern with in growing your business. So you want to talk a little bit about your sustainability program and what that means to the future growth?
Yeah, sure. We did, our sustainability program, I mean, we started that as an organic first. I mean, this is, I think it's important to mention. Today, I would say sustainability, it's a very popular word. Everyone is talking about it. But when we started out the company, we were organically certified, and we were already, taking care of what we will be leaving after us, you know, like for the next generation. So it's all about the organic certification when we started out the company. But as we're dealing with conventional material as well, too, we do have the same concern of what going to be left after and what we're going to leave to the next generation. So we've put that program in places. We wanted to do everything at a high professional level. So we started out 5 years ago to study everything that needs to be done and to put together a program where Fridor will be a zero, will have zero impact on the environment we're working on. For organic, I would say it was kind of easy because it's in the, as I said, in the DNA of the company, but also in the farmers that we're dealing with. So we basically just kept doing what we were doing and working with Mother Nature to make sure everything goes well with the organic side. On the conventional, of course, it's a different way of growing cranberries and different way to use or to process the product as well, too. So we had to change a few things internally. We had to create a program where we would go to the farmers. We actually have three agronomists working full-time with us.
Heather Wiener.
Just going to the growers.
Yes. So you have three agroeconomists right now?
Yes.
Three
agronomists working full-time. Yeah.
And that is a commitment to sustainability for sure on your end. And
that's the commitment at the grower level. Yep.
Yeah. Well, how many growers, processors, suppliers are out there, you know, in the cranberry world? I don't think there are any at this point in the nutraceutical industry. I think Fridor is the only one in North America, basically, that is, you know, a sustainable and vertically integrated, controlling the quality from the field to the finished product. You know,
I would say we're one of the only ones for sure. I cannot
tell
for all the whole industry, but we're one of them for sure.
And you know, Sylvain, I got to tell you something. You know, we've had a lot of people come to the farm, you know, to see the operation firsthand because they never knew really what Cranberry was all about other than maybe the commercials they see on TV. And one of our special guests in the past, you know, super champion, Heather Weiner from Whole Foods Magazine, she was at the field. As a matter of fact, I think she interviewed you and at Fridor, you know, in your office way back when we first started. Remember that time?
Of course, I remember that.
Interviewed you?
Yes, of course I remember the interview and the interview that Whole Foods Magazine did for us. And it's been very helpful as well, too. I mean, you know, we used to be 25 years ago a very small player in a kind of a place that not a lot of people knows about. And, I mean, I remember even 25 years ago, I was going to the U.S. and sometimes crossing the borders. The guys were saying, well, and they were asking me, why are you going to do in the U.S.? And I was saying, well, I'm trying to go and sell my cranberries over there. And I remember the guys at the border were saying, you don't grow cranberries in Canada. And I had to argue a little bit with them and say, well, of course we do. And I'm going there because we're the largest one in organic. So I'm trying to sell my fruit, organic fruit into the U.S. market. So at the very first stage, it's like, okay, not a lot of people knew about it. And I remember when we brought the Whole Foods Magazine to our field and feel all the excitement and all the nice colors around it. Because when you grow the cranberries at the fall times, if the cranberries are red, the trees are red as well, too. So, surrounding us, there was like huge, big colors of maple trees, all deep red and orange colors, and all the fruit in the field as well, too. And we got a lot of good feedback from people that read the article in the magazine and customers that are still customers from us that read the article at first stage. So that's been big help for us as well, too. And I would say also that we learned that when we were able to bring people in the field and discovering everything we do to care about the fruit we're using and the process we're using, they became customers for us for years and years and years. So it's for us, it's always like harvest time is also, I would say, the best time for us to promote and show the planet how exclusive we are with our fruits.
Well, Sylvain, if Heather was here, I recall her stories about, she remembers that experience with you and the cranberry bogs and how she would probably love to say thank you all over again. All right.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether or not if Heather is in the room, would you please let me know?
Hey, Stephen and Sylvain, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
What a nice surprise.
Well, Stephen said you were interviewing you, and it brought back pleasant memories. The Boz is one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. I mean, I got to wear those cool waders, and I got to be surrounded by cranberries and got to, you know, just see how everything was made. It was a very cool experience. And, of course, spending time with you all cherish always. And, it just was one of those highlights of my career. So
what a nice surprise to hear you, Heather. I'm so pleased to hear your voice. And you know, you're welcome anytime at Fridor. Whenever you want to come around, we'll be welcome. You're welcome to Fridor anytime.
Thank you. I'd love to visit the bog again. I need to update those pictures. They've been a while. You know, Stephen gave me a funny hat to wear. It was it was a very cool time. I just thought I'd say hello, and I know you're doing this at the holiday time. Just want to, you know, wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I mean, cranberries are perfect for the holidays, so it's a perfect time to be doing this all.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Merry Christmas to you as well, too, and to all your readers and people that are, looking at your magazine. You're doing a great job out there for the industry as well, too, and thank you for that as well, too.
Thank you. We'd love to. I know you've expanded so much. We'd love to update our interview and love to update whatever, just know everything that you're up to as well. So I can't wait to listen to the rest of this interview with you and Stephen, and then I'll hear a lot. And let's schedule something else. But happy holidays to everybody there, Stephen, Peter, and of course Sylvain. Enjoy the holiday season.
Thank you, Heather. And you know, please have a Crantini in celebration of a wonderful 2024 that you have done this year.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's have a fantastic holiday and a fantastic new year.
Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
And Peter, I think it's time to go to our commercial break.
That was sweet. I don't know if that was sweet is appropriate to say on a Cranberry show, but that was sweet. So we're going to be listening to Heather was on KissedByHealth.com as well, so you'll be able to hear her, and she's been great on Whole Foods magazine, promoting us as well on the radio show, and Stephen, certainly for you. We're going to take a little commercial break. This is from a sponsor we have, GreenVit. GreenVit is in Poland. They have a great website, greenvit.pl. because the PL stands for Poland, so they're really in Poland, but they're doing business all over the world. So here's a little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Kiss My Health radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. Our featured company is GreenVit. GreenVit has been creating high-quality, innovative berry powders and extracts. As one of the largest producers of berry extracts, particularly European berries, GreenVit introduced an innovative production line called Pure Green Line. This Pure Green Line technology has over 7 years of research and development. It is low energy, solvent-free, certified organic, and free from chemical additives. Pure Green Line operates on zero waste principles. GreenVit also conducts clinical research that confirms the health benefits of their products, providing scientific proof of their efficacy. GreenVit has a strong presence in many international markets, proudly sharing their Polish heritage. The company has a special announcement on Kiss My Health Radio. Join us and discover more at www.greenvit.pl. Now back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Stephen Lukowski. Check him out on LinkedIn. Stephen with a PH. Lukowski is Lukawski. And you'll be able to hear him on the other radio shows on KiskMyHealth.com. That's K-I-S-C, myhealth.com. And we put this on the Building Fortunes Radio Network platform as well. You can find it on buildingfortunesradio.com/KiskMyHealth. Stephen, I really appreciate you having Sylvain here and the other guests that you've had, because we're talking about, like, these are people that started companies. These are people that are still working for those companies. They are right there in the day-to-day activities many times, and not so big. So big enough to be global leaders, but not so big to be separate from being able to talk to us and tell their interesting and wonderful stories. So, Stephen, I know you had a lot to do with this. Thank you so much for being here, and back to the show.
Thank you, Peter. And, you know, just remind our listeners that the show wouldn't be possible without you, and we thank you so much, you know, during your Christmas holidays to listen to this show. We are here with the world's largest organic grower, processor, supplier in the nutraceutical industry. And they have changed the lives of people who have taken their ingredients, not knowing that they come from Fridor. The consumers don't know that Fridor is behind the scenes on the products that they purchase. So consumers, basically, it's all new to them who are listening, right? But it took a team effort to get, you know, to where we are today. Because I remember, Sylvain, we started at ground zero. No sales. No specification sheets. Right? Right?
You're right. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, right. We were kind of crazy.
Yeah. We had a dream. We had a vision. Right? And we had passion. And those three ingredients, Peter, to me, those are, you know, they're the ingredients of a recipe of success. And Sylvain believed in me, you know, and maybe he only believes half of what I say, but he believes in me, all right? So, you know, at the end of the day, it's because when you have a passion for something in life, and this is what these true leaders do, like the Heather Wainers of the world, they commit themselves. You know, the hours are not, you know, they don't recognize the hours and time and effort they put in because they are driven to want to make a difference in this world. And this is what Sylvan has done with the wild blueberries and the cranberries that Fridor is producing and making a difference in the health and well-being of others today. And that being said, Sylvan, you know, as we look at our last guest, Christian Kruger from Complete Phytochemicals Solutions, you know, and a special shout out to you from Christian. You know, how important was the work with Christian Kruger at the beginning stages of when we first started this business?
Oh my gosh, it was. I mean, for us, it's been how do we say that? It's been kind of a, I would say, high opener, of course, and it's been the reason why we decided to step into the Nutra world, because of all the research and works that Chris Kruger did with his team. They were able to find a way to measure, I would say, the whole benefit that is in the whole fruits. For some reason, of course, before their work, before all everything they did, we were able to measure the content of the proanthocyanidin, the PACs, as we call it, in the fruit, but only the soluble PACs. But we knew that into the skin of the fruit and the material of the whole fruit, that there was all still other packs available. And this is what Chris Kruger and his team brought to the industry. Like, hey, guys, there's more packs into the whole fruits. And when we discovered that, for us it was a big, huge game changer. We could show to the world that our whole cranberries was having a pack content as good as a lot of extracts on the market, which were not even – some were not even close of the quality we're having, but adding this level of insoluble pack, we call it, it was like, wow, okay, now we're talking of a material of a quality which nobody has seen before. And that has been for us a huge differentiator in the market. And we could go with the market with solid, with very solid research backing up what we were saying to the customer. And Chris has been, and his team have been, I would say, huge help into our, journey of developing this Nutra business.
I think, yeah, see, his work has put, Fridor on the map as being recognized as identifying insoluble proanthocyanidin activity in the whole fruit cranberry. And I believe then, you know, characterization of that cranberry was the next step, because I don't think you could do any studies out there. This is the difference between authenticity and purity and standardization. You know, Peter, imagine this. We're, you know, there's companies out there selling cranberry powder, but not all cranberry powder is the same. What Sylvan and the rest of the team at Fridor discovered is that cranberry, right, inside contains the soluble and insoluble, but nobody was focusing on the insoluble. They were only focusing on the soluble with extracts or juice powders. And along comes Fridor. Fridor turns around and says, no, it's the whole spectrum of the fruit, not just a certain component, but it's the whole, it's what Mother Nature gave us. And so everything was thrown out into that field, right, to the chickens and the pigs and to landfill. We were able to recapture that and turn that into value added. And here we are today talking about it. So, when you look at cranberry products, and you look at your Fridor's pure red color, vibrant color that tastes like cranberry, real cranberry, right? And you see other products that are brown in color. What does that tell you? What goes through your mind when you see that?
Well, definitely. We know where our material comes from. We know the kind of quality of material it takes to get, as you mentioned, that bright red colors as well, too. And when I look at the other material, obviously, it's like kind of a diluted product, in my opinion. And we can see that from the results we're getting some here and there. I mean, we're testing product of our competitors, and we can see that the health benefit containing to those powders is lower. And I would say obviously not everyone has access to the raw material as we have, they don't have access to the same quality of fruit. Sometimes it's not even the fruit they're getting. It's kind of a side product from co-processing that they get from other processors. So for us, it's really like there's two levels of quality, and you have to look for the one that fits, I would say, your need. There are some players out there which are really looking for the best quality they can bring to the customers and consumer as well. And there are others which are just trying to sell what they can call a cranberry powder. They're not lying to the customer when they're saying it's cranberry material, but it's a different quality material at the first stage.
Well, I have never seen a company like Freetz committed to producing premium qualities, that are, supported by, efficacy, purity, authenticity, standardization. You spend a lot of money on testing. How important is that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think we have one of the most sophisticated labs for measuring any component in the cranberries, but I would say also any residues into the cranberries. We're even our conventional cranberries, we rarely can find any pesticide residues in it. I mentioned before that we're having three agronomists working full time with our growers, and their first task is to teach the growers that you don't need to put fertilizer or herbicide or fungicide if you don't have to. We'll give you the tools. We'll give you the tools and the information you need, and you apply only if you need, only if it's required, and even for conventional. So it's part of our engagements to not overuse any of the pesticide or fertilizer whatsoever that is being used into the modern agriculture, because we believe that there's we believe that there's impact of it on the long term, and we would rather be a good processors, a good growers over time, because we believe in the long term, not in the short term business.
Yeah, it confuses me. How companies would not want to work with the grower, who's the processor and the supplier, all in one stop shop. When it comes to peace of mind, because I think that every lot consistency is so important. Can you explain to the listeners out there what makes your product so consistent every time you produce?
Well, first I would say, as you mentioned, traceability is one of the first components that we have in our program. We want to make sure that every fruit we're using, we know where it comes from, which variety it is, from which growers. So we know all the background of the fruit we're using. We know if there's been any herbicide fertilizer that's been used or not. So we have a full traceability to the fruit we're using at the very first stage. And when we process them, it's the same. The only thing that you will find in those plants, it's cranberries. There are no other food. There are no other ingredients that we're trying to do other than cranberries. We're a berry specialist. If you go in our blueberry plant, we'll only find wild blueberries in it. So what we're trying to do is to be very much the best specialist you can find when you are looking at cranberry powder or at wild blueberry powder, same. So we're dedicating our supply, but everything we do in our process, our processing, it's to buy or use equipment which we feel is going to give the best final product at the end. We're not like many companies that are doing tens of products. We're extracting. Good. You're extracting cranberry extract, fine. Then you have blueberry extract, fine. Then you have celery extract. Then you have onion extract. So you have hundreds of products sometimes, and you have to see with these products which one is, you don't have access to the source where it came from. And sometimes, yes, you end up with some good product. I'm not saying that all these products are not good at all. It's just that the only thing I want to say is we are berry specialists. That's all we are. That's all we are, and that's all we want to be. Everything we do and everything we think when we're either adding new process or changing our process is to make sure that the component that we have inside the food at the end will still be there, not destroyed by the process.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. We had the organic and natural Karen Howard and the team there at Fedora this harvest to see the wild blueberry operation. And I know your commitment to quality also goes to the wild blueberry, and because not all blueberry is the same. For those who don't know, there's high bush and there's low bush, and they're two different species. And, and Fedora specializes in the wild blueberry. And for people to see it firsthand, right, and see the work that goes on behind the scenes, they have a whole different perspective, right, on your commitment to quality and the passion. Because you're right, those are the only two ingredients you have at your company, cranberry and wild blueberry. So the question I'm going to ask you, how important is it to have, with all that junk, we would call it debunking the junk out there in the industry, all right, that not all cranberry or wild blueberry is the same, right? How important is authenticity and purity to Fedora for long-term success?
Well, I'm going to use your word. It's our way for success. I don't see any other way than, as I mentioned before, be active at the grower level, be active in the field. That's where it started. I mean, for years, for 20, even over 30 years now, we've been working with our growers to have the proper varieties, have the proper way to grow the fruit or the berries they have, how the best way for them to harvest as well too these berries, all the component that comes to, because if you garbage in, garbage out, right? So quality in, quality out, and that's what we're priding ourselves to do, making sure that what we have and what gets into our plants, it's of the best quality we can. The wild blueberries, as you mentioned, has no comparison with the cultivated blueberries. I mean, I look at the polyphenol content of wild blueberries, it has nothing to do with the cultivated. It's so different. And what we're trying to do is just to preserve or to keep that quality from field to the finished product.
Yeah, I think in your authenticity program, you have you're participating in the American Botanical Council, the adulteration program, and how important is their work for continued success at Fedora?
Well, of course, in today's world, you see all kinds of product coming on the market. There are products that are being called cranberry powder, but when you do the full DNA analysis of these products, you realize that it's not even the cranberry, the material that they're sending. So there's a lot of, I would say, falsifications from product coming from all around the world that you can't see coming on the market, and you see the buyers coming to you and say, hey, I like your product, I like everything about you guys, but unfortunately there are better pricing or material that claim that are as good as yours on the market. And that's where our pool program comes into place. Like a serious buyers that, look at every details of what he's buying will soon discover that if he wants to get a good quality cranberry powder with good health benefit in it, we'll have to work with the quality material. Most probably, I would say sometimes more expensive than those false material in the market, but they will soon realize that these guys are serious. They meant what they're saying. They're just about cranberries or wild blueberries, but we know what we're doing.
Yes, and I think the important word is standardization. You've been able to standardize the quality within the powder. In other words, you talked about the proanthocyanidin activity. And that's, so our listeners out there, proanthocyanidins is the biomarker for UTI, for anti-adhesion activity, right? But going beyond cranberry, UTI is also gut health. But you still need standardization of those proanthocyanidins, and you've been able to work with Christian Kruger using MALDI-TOF, and then I think you've been working with a little bit of NMR analysis, and to authenticate And, you know, just so you know, Peter, standardization of the packs, they can degrade over time, all right? And they could burn out in the milling process of the cranberry powder, right? They're mishandled at the field level. But what Fridort does is spend that money and time and costs associated with standardizing the packs, we'll call them, you know, so they are guaranteed certain level. So when you open up that capsule and you go to test it, right, they're testing it based on certain test methods, and they're using certain, you know, botanical identification test methods to basically showcase the powder at a premium level. And that's, congratulations, Sylvain, you know, because that's, you know, I think that has really is, do you think that's what sets you apart from the competition out there?
Well, certainly one of the factors that differentiate ourselves from the crowd out there. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in analysis, and the reasons for those investments is, as you mentioned, is to make sure that every time that we're sending our product to our customers, that it's the same quality as you used to buy previously, or that it will have in the future. So we've been working very hard in that. You know, where we're trying different technologies or different methods of processing the powders, and then of course we discovered that there were some key stage that needs to be fully controlled or need to be done in a way that we preserve and keep the quality of the raw material we're using. So yeah, definitely I would say we've been relying on the research very much. I mean, I'm calling my neutral divisions backed by science. This is what it's all about. I mean, everything we did and everything we're doing, it's always have to be backed by science. And that's why we've been highly using Chris Kruger complete phytochemical solutions in our way to get there, because Chris is by far one of the most renowned searchers into the cranberry world. So we've been working widely with them and expanding with them as well.
Yeah, no, it's a special shout out to Christian Kruger and all the analytical labs that are, you know, working with our raw, you know, like Fridort's raw material, the cranberry powder. And because I think when, you know, when companies, they are placing their trust in your company, Sylvain, and the people on your team, all right, to do that job that allows the efficacy and the safety and the purity for the consumer on the other end. I just wish the consumer knew who was really behind the scenes, right? And because they would probably tell their friends and probably, you know, be able to purchase more of the cranberry powder, because there's a lot of confusion out there of what product is best or what product is safe and pure. And you've done a great job, you know, you and your team for, you know, the marketing, you know, the great marketing team that you have, you know, the quality control team, a special shout out to them, all right, for all the hard work. And but one thing I can say, Sylvain, nothing came easy. There were setbacks with Fridort, all right, from 2012 when you first started to 2024. Is there one setback that stands out in your mind that you had to overcome and accomplish to higher heights?
Oh gosh, I would say I pride myself of. As I said before, but I think it's true, to back everything we're doing by science, to back everything by, you know, this is something we can replicate as well too. Like sometimes you can get very good results on one powder and the other after is not good at all. So as you mentioned before, how do we come to standardization? How would we come to a level where everything we do is right on? And, it's all about science. It's all about investment that we've made into our lab, in research, and in our processing. So it's been a lot of investment over time, and I believe there's no other way to do it. And when I'm saying backed by science, it goes from the field. We've done so many research projects with the growers in years. I mean, it's tens of projects that we did at the grower level, whether it's for organic farming, whether it's for getting less and less pesticide to be used into the conventional production. So we've done a tremendous work and investment into that field. And the same in the process at the processing level. We've done a lot of work. We've tried a lot of equipment and different way to do or to process our powders. And I think we find the way today to get the best powder we can on the market.
And Sylvain, remember, you have done this from the ground up, not once, but twice, right? Remember the fire? You want to share with the listeners about that day when you woke up?
That's true. 2015, March 21st, was a Saturday, and I was about to go and go for a training. I was going to run, and then my partner Martin called me and he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but I think you should be coming here. There's a fire in the plant, and we don't know how it's going to end up." And on my way up to the plant, I'm living about an hour away from the plant. I can tell you, I remember almost every minute of that hour of driving, going up to the plant and seeing the whole plant burning. 2015, I will always remember that. So for almost a year, we have been without plant. And I have to say that we are living in a world, but in an industry where the people are supporting each other as well too. We're not just competitors. In 2015, I would say every processors into the business called us, and we called some of them, of course, too. But they were all there. They were up there to help, and we've been able to go through that year. It was a struggle. Of course, the whole year was very, very, very difficult for us. We were building back our plant. But when our intention was to build a better plant than the one we were having, and with all the knowledge and experience of 15 years, of course, with our people, with our engineers, we've been able to build, I believe, today, the best processing plant of cranberries in the world.
So what you're saying is out of bad came good, right?
That's right. That's right.
You got this. You got the support from people, right? But you were able to turn this around to a success story, right?
Yeah.
And then, congratulations. And then COVID hit, 2019. Right. Now, 5 years later. And how did you manage during COVID?
Yeah. Well, actually, people need to realize that we're not like in an office, right? I mean, we need people that work in the plant. We need, the processing of food processing requires people to work on the floor, and so you cannot have your people at distance. At the first stage, it was the security of our people as well too. You know, when COVID started, nobody knew exactly the impact of it and how bad it could be. And then so we took the measures right at the first stage, and we decided to focus on the best at. And we kind of dropped a little bit of some production as well, too, to focus our people on running the main lines of items that we're having, including, of course, the cranberry powder. So we... overall, it's a lot of little things that we did, but obviously COVID showed up in the plant here and there, so we had to shut down. We're having like it was kind of a team that we kept aside, that they were not on every shift. They were not planned to work every day, but if COVID showed up in the plant, these guys were calling up. They were being tested every day, and they were free of COVID. So anytime that there was a group of people which were, we knew that one of them had COVID, we were isolating those people, sending back home, and take care of yourself and your family, and then we'll see how things are going for you, and good luck. And if you need medicine, you know the doctors that works for Fedora. So at the end, we kind of took care of everything, but it was a big challenge, obviously, because we were still exporting our product worldwide. If there's one thing with COVID, people were if there was a big thing, in fact, they were cooking more at home. So they were looking for new ingredients, try new recipes, and so on. And I would say that COVID, other than managing, the personal that we have inside, it was more we were doing good business. We were exporting worldwide, and there was more demand, in fact, for cranberries at the time.
Well, but I also think, too, that whole world of immune health exploded. And, and what happened to the world of berries at Fridor at that time?
Oh, gosh, you're right. I mean, the demand for cranberry juice, for cranberry concentrate, for cranberry powder exploded because a lot of people were going to the Internet as well, too, and say, what can I do to prepare myself if I have COVID? Is there any product I can take today to prevent it or to make sure that I'll be, you know, it will be easier for me to go over it? And cranberry showed to be one of the one of these products that was very successful during the COVID, and so our sales picked up very much into the nutraceutical division at the time, and stays, because you mentioned before that the gut microbiota is the next big thing, and we are now conducting research that are showing very, very positive results for the cranberries as well, too, for a good, healthy microbiota. We do have, I would say, again, we're showing that cranberries is good for some health benefit, but there are more other benefits coming out as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, if you look at the next 5 years or 3 to 5 years, what is your favorite vision for the future growth of the company?
For sure, as I said, the gut microbiota trend is there to stay. Obviously, people are more and more, I would say, concerned about their own health, what to do to stay healthy. And I think there are more and more people getting, I would say, advice from, from the Internet or from shows like yours. There are more and more people that are aware that there are a few things I can change in my life, in my day-to-day habit, that can help me to live a better life. And I would say the next 5 years, this is definitely where Fridor is gonna put it more emphasis, is so that the wild blueberries and the cranberries can be two of the items you can add to your, I would say, day-to-day routine or weekly routine that will help you to either prevent that you get sick of some urinary tract infection, obviously, but also to have a better microbiome as well, too. So I think that that's where we're heading to. The gut microbiome market is going to grow up in the coming years, and we're going to be part of it. We have the studies to support it and to be a part, to be partners of that growth.
And talk about growth, just personally. Is there any mentors you've had in your business world that you would like to recognize and give a shout-out to?
Oh, gosh, quite a good question. I'll start with you, Stephen. to join the company, I did very much appreciate all the ideas and challenges that you brought at the tables. You've been very much someone that helps our team to look outside the box, and thank you for that. But definitely there are, we've talked about Chris Kruger. He's been very much someone very helpful into our development and knowledge around our cranberries. And in the industry, obviously, there are companies like we're dealing with, Piping Rock, Jameson's. There's plenty of good companies, Vermity, Facetech. There are plenty of good companies that we've been establishing business with, companies that are looking for quality material, and you mentioned traceability. That's what these people are looking at today also, traceability, standardizations, quality measured, not just, oh, my product is of quality. Yes, everyone is of quality, but what is the quality you're looking at? So these are all companies that we've been able to, Allison, I can name tens of them, but it would be too long. But, yeah, certainly there's a lot of company I couldn't name, but, I would say we're dedicated to companies that are real professional in our industry and looking for quality material first stage.
Yeah, thank you, Savannah. But I'm going to give you a special shout-out and also to Martin and his family for placing their faith and trust in not just my abilities, but on the whole team, on the whole concept of team leadership. It wasn't one individual, right? It was a team approach. And how important is a team approach in building a successful business today?
Okay, I would say, well, it's the very first thing. I mean, a company exists because there are good people working in it. And, yeah, you mentioned Martin. I can name also all the families of Martin. Rachel, his wife, has been there since the very first days of Fedor. And now today you have the next generation, Marie-Michel, Francis, all the family, Katrina, they're all joining Fedor's now today. So we have a future because we have talented people coming to work with you, with us as well too. I would say over time, today we have, what, over 500 people working at Fedor, and everyone is important. Everyone has something to do, something. Everyone has, as we say, has to bring something to the final result at the end. Whether you're working at the process, R&D, quality, it's really, as you said, a team effort the whole way along. And I cannot say thank you enough to these people because they are part of our success, and we appreciate every day that they have been working for us.
Good. Yeah, well said. And it's a family business, and we are, out there, you're working as a family. Everybody has a say. Everybody's valuable and recognized, right? And whether we agree or disagree, we're all on the same bus going in the same direction, right? And I'd just like to give a special shout out, to a couple people that when we first started the business, all right, to the Mario Hardy, to the Jean Leclerc, all right, who are no longer, with Fedor, they were part of our team success that we have today, and I would like to recognize them for their abilities and their contributions and the commitment. Because I told everybody, it's not a job, it's a privilege. It's a privilege that you can actually make a difference in this world each time you get out of bed, because you're not selling a widget, gadget, or gadget. You are selling an ingredient that makes a difference in health and well-being of people. And I'm so proud of the people that that are on the team today, and the ones that were on the team and have moved on. All right, it was a whole team success. All right, and thank you so much for giving everybody that opportunity to shine on center stage, with Fedor. It was just a blessing. I have one more question I'd like to ask you. What legacy do you hope to leave behind in the nutraceutical industry or the food and beverage industry? Like, how do you want the industry to remember you, Sylvain?
I would say to recognize us as the very first company to believe and promote, the organic. I can tell you 25 years ago, not all people were, everyone, in fact, was almost telling us that, it's not going to last. Organic is not for cranberries. Yeah, it works for some vegetables, but not for fruit. So we've been able to show them that they were wrong. So we want to be recognized as this leader into the organic market for the cranberries. And I would say as well, too, if I look at the future of our company, Fedor, I believe that the nutraceutical, the health benefit of the berries, is definitely what I foresee as our future. It's where we're going to put more and more effort in the coming years, more studies to be done, more knowledge to be developed, and I hope that we can continue to do more and more into the neutral market.
Right. And for those up-and-coming leaders, because you being a transformational leader, what qualities are you looking for, all right, out there, or what advice do you give the leaders who want to become the next leader in the industry? What advice do you want to give them out there?
I would say, the first one is trust. You have to trust the people you're working with. Of course, you have to choose those people, but once you choose a person and you believe in that person, you have to give them trust. You have to let them do the best they can do and believe in what they can bring to the company. And with trust, I think a lot of people realize that they can do better when they're working with others as well too. I would say I've been believing very much in all the people that hired at Fedor Some of them, of course, are still with us. Some of them left, of course. And I would say at the end, what was left is we were both sharing the same trust. They were trusting me, and I was trusting them as well, too. So at the end, we've done a route, part of the route together, and we've been able to grow the company based on that trust. And I hope that's what the market will recognize us for us as well, too, that they will trust our company and trust our product at the end.
So I think that's probably your secret sauce, secret ingredient in the quality that you produce is trust. And the trust of traceability, transparency, efficacy, safety, purity, authenticity. You're trusting in the company to deliver to the consumer and your retail brand owner, you know, the quality that that is your passion that you live for every day. And congratulations on that. Peter, do I have time for one more question?
You do. Hold on one second. I pushed our next radio show off, so you have some time.
I just have a couple more because I know Sylvain probably has to. Move on to do changing the world never ends. Right?
When we're done, I have a question or two I'd like to slide in as well.
Would you like to ask that question now, Peter?
Sure. It doesn't matter. I could ask it either now or before. Well, there seems to be with the political environment here in the United States changing, with the MAGA, you know, Make America Great Again, he brought in or is trying to bring on MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. So there's a huge awareness to health and natural ingredients and not anti-pharmacy, but, you know, more pro-alternative solutions, I think, as opposed to taking a pill or a prescription. So I am sure that's going to have a positive benefit of what goes on with cranberries. There's a lot of people that just don't know how cranberries are grown. And like, I think I know how blueberries are grown because I used to pick blueberries in upstate New York, but is there growing? I mean, I'd be more like those customs guys asking you, like, there's no way they can't grow cranberries in Canada. It's too cold. So what kind of a growing season does cranberries have in Canada? And unlike, I'm guessing it's unlike corn, like you don't plant it every year, are there bushes or bogs or whatever cranberries are raised in? Most of us are, as I wind up my question, most of us are totally not knowledgeable about how cranberries are grown. So is there ways we can find out?
Well, first for the cranberries, it's a vine. So it's, we have fields that are very productive 30 years since we planted them. So, cranberry field is, and it's a very good, we're looking at the climate change. Cranberries is like a trees. They're grabbing CO2 because it's going to stay into the plant, into the soil. So it's a positive plant to have compared to corns or soya, whatever, the soybeans. These plants have to be planted every year, but not the case in cranberry. It's there for years and years and very productive after 25, 30 years without any issues. Obviously, over time, there are new varieties that are developed, but not so many are making their way to the growers at the end, just a few of them. So, the MAHA, as you explained, I believe in that as well, too. Funny, because early this week, I was talking with one of our European customers, and it's over years it became a friend of mine, and he said, I just got of my health consultant. And for me, it was like, okay, so you went to your doctor? Are you okay? And he said, no, not my doctor, my health consultant. I said, what is it? And then he said, every year here in Holland, we are dedicated to a health consultant. It's a person that you go to every year. Then they review, well, they're taking, you know, your pressure, those kind of things, you know. But at the end, you're looking at what you eat, what you can do. Oh, I have this kind of pain. Well, why don't you think this natural health product that may help you for curing that? So he kind of showed me that I think that's where we're moving as well, too, in North America, to try to find out a better way to live or a better way to eat. And instead of going to the doctors, going to someone who can show you what you can do to keep your health and without medicine, trying to, you know, sometimes we don't eat food properly or we don't do things properly, but it showed me that, yeah, you can do that. You can go to that health consultant that will direct you to some of these health ingredients you can add to your food, and then you'll be fine. And then talk to me in 4 weeks. I'll make a note in 4 weeks. If you're not better, then we'll may try something else. So it's a different approach to the, I would say, to a healthy population. And I believe that's what's coming as well, too. It's already there in Europe. It's spreading around, and I think it's going to come up in Europe as well, in North America as well, too.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. And just playfully, you know, Donald Trump is talking about making Canada the 51st state, so welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Well, the only thing is we didn't vote for him, but...
we have our own problems, all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to take over. He's going to fix them for you. It'll be the best move you've ever made.
But yeah, and don't forget, Peter, don't forget, Fedora is a North American company.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk about Fedora real quick. Yeah, for certain people, they may not know how to find your website. So for those people listening in, fruit.org, like FRUIT, like fruit, and then it's DOR.CA is one of the websites you'll be able to go to and learn about them. So it's really fascinating. And like I said, because we've had Stephen Lukowski here, we've known about you, Sylvain, forever, and your company forever. Since the very beginning, he's always been praising this, so it's almost like we've known you before. So for those people that might be new to this, if you go to fruitdor.ca, because it's in Canada, you'll be able to see their cool website. So I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much. And thanks for being our special guest. And Stephen, back over to you.
Yes, or you can go to the website, qualitycranberry.com, right?
There we go.
And that will take you right to their website. And I have one last question I really need to ask Sylvain here, all right? Because he's always calm and relaxed. You know, you never know if he ever has a problem going on. And I just want to know how you manage your stress and maintain your composure, all right, in all these high-pressure situations. Like what hobbies, what interests do you actually have, right, that allows you?
Well, actually, I learned that there are more important things in life than just running a business. As you mentioned early in the interview, I have my son, which I love so much, and I have a wife now. And so I believe that there's a solution in everything. And I would say after 25 years in business, we've been through a lot of challenges. And I'll be honest, there's always a solution for any business situation you're going to face. So I'm confident that there will always be a solution to any problem we will face. So as business-wise, it's really like, if I'm doing my best, I'm working hard like anyone here. I have a team which I trust so much. I have confidence that we will always go through any challenges that we have to face, and that, I would say, keep me calm. I mean, I'm always like, okay, we're going to find a solution for that. I'm trusting my team, and sooner or later, well, that will be behind us. So it's exporting in 60 countries as we have, I mean, it's been one step at a time, you know, building, okay, now we're in Europe, then we're in Asia, then we're in Mexico. We've been one country at a time, and not taking everything all together. Don't look too far. Just look at what you can do and control today, and the future will tell you what comes after. But don't look too far ahead of you.
And thank you. That is great advice. Is there any fitness hobbies that you enjoy doing that relax you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I like biking. I like fishing. I like I used to run, but at my age, 62, it's the doctor said it's better to walk than running. But, I like the outside, to be honest. I like we have a cottage where I can go and fish as much as I want almost every day. And I like biking. I like mountain biking especially. That's, I would say, my favorite sport. And at winter time, I will go and skiing out. And obviously with my son playing hockey, that's another thing which I love to do.
Well, and what about the culinary experience of the French cuisine?
Oh, yeah, I'm a good cooker, I have to say, I think, because a lot of people are telling me I'm a good cooker. I'm a passion, almost. Like, you know, if you call me on a Friday after 5, probably I'm having a kind of a nice bottle of wine and I'm cooking something. So it's kind of a ritual for me. It cuts me from my week of work and it starts the weekend, and most of the time on a Friday, I'm going to select a good bottle of wine and I'm going to cook a good meal with my wife and with our kids around if they are there, because they're 25 and over now. So it's they are no longer at home, but sometimes they are. So that's what I love very much. Take care of of the people around me. Yeah.
Well, see, Peter, there we go. There's an idea. We could create a Kiss My Supper Club, all right? Yeah, and have all the super champions who share their recipes, right? Because I know John Banninger from Informa. He's a great cook. He loves his wine. He explained how that just relaxes him, you know, and it's his escape, and it's his kitchen is his serenity. I'm sure you share that same feeling. All right. Well, Peter, I think it's to everybody out there, Merry Christmas. I think it brings us to the end of our show. Thank you, Sylvain. I hope you enjoy the rest of the Christmas holidays. Say hi to Samuel, and I wish you a blessed 2025 of peace and health, and so much joy and happiness in your not just the business world, but of course your personal life. And thank you for your time today. And it's my way of saying thank you, my Christmas gift to you letting you know how much I feel from my heart to yours and what you have done and meant to me. And the opportunity is a privilege and honor to be able to interview you. It goes down in history books of something that's very special that I always hold close to my heart. Thank you so much for that. Right.
Thank you very much, Stephen and Peter, for the opportunity to talk to your auditors today. As you've been able to see, my English is not perfect. I'm a French-born and raised person. I've learned English maybe too late in my life, but I want to thank you for the opportunity and wish to everyone, to our customers, our consumer, and the one that are cranberry lovers or blueberry lovers, I want to wish them a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and have a good time with your families and friends in the coming weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvain. And Peter, I just want to share with you that cranberry harvest is only going to be, 10 months away. All right?
Wow.
And in October of next year. All right, and if you've never seen how cranberry is grown and harvested, this will be an opportunity for us to bring you there and see it and firsthand, right?
Yeah.
And you can practice your French, right? And along with the fine dining, and the culture of beautiful old Quebec. It's such a for anybody listening out there, if you've ever been to Quebec City, particularly old Quebec, all right, you are missing out. It's God's country. It is the most spectacular place. It's like Europe in Canada. It's just it's such a blessing, and it's a must see on your bucket list, we'll call it. All right. So, and once again, to our listeners out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Without this show, it would not without you, it wouldn't be possible to have this show. And just remember, in this world, we all make a difference. And making a difference starts by being good to yourself, but more importantly, be kind to others. Thank you so much, everybody. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sylvain. Thank you, Stephen. Check him out, Stephen Lukowski, Lukawski, and you'll be able to sign up for his LinkedIn. He's got great messages. Stephen, thanks for all the help. We're going to catch everybody next time on KiskMyHealth.com. This is our radio show on the Building Fortunes radio platform. See you next time, everyone. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Kisk My Health radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening. This Kisk My Health radio show is brought to you by Stephen Lukowski. Stephen is known as the Cranberry King, universally known as Captain Cranman. Stephen has over 30 years of experience working with manufacturers and marketers of dietary supplements and natural ingredients to make this world a healthier and a better place. You can check out Stephen Lukowski on LinkedIn and on the KiskMyHealth.com website. We are glad you listened in. Spread the word. And check out previous Kisk My Health radio episodes. Bye for now. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. Now go make the world a better place.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.